10. As they pass it down to 23, he goes up for the shot, no foul. And in is Dallas Gillespie with the easy power layup for the right side. 16-10, 6-point lead once again for Cass City. Stolen by Cody Horvath. Here comes the one-on-one coverage, and it's up and good. The finger roll for Cass City's number two, Cody Orban. He now has 9 points. Kowalski, top of the key. Over to Braden. Dribbles in to the right elbow. Kicks it out to the three by Kramer. Still learning that name. 18-10. Cass City gets the rebound. Minute 45 left in the first. Nickel. Back up to Orban. Top of the key. Maddox in a man-to-man coverage. Excuse me, zone. As Shank takes the three, that one's off by about a foot. Minute and a half left, 18-10, Cass City leads. Here comes Braden, dribbles down into the lane. That one goes up. Erla won the flop on the charge, but no call, as it should be. And a minute 20 left. Here comes Shank for Cass City. Crosses the timeline over to Nickel on the left side, being guarded by Kramer. Orban dribbles in, kicks it out to number five. Shank for the three from the right side. Yes! Shank hits his first points of the game, and it's a three. It's now 21-10, Cass City over Badass. Will Sutton at the right elbow takes the jump shot. That one's up, and the foul. This one's going to be on Erla, his second. Team six, as Will Sutton goes the line for two for Badass. Both Cass City's big men have 2 fouls apiece.
You know, it's really not going to much matter because this is becoming a track meet. Both teams are really going after each other.
And Wilson, first free throw off the front of the iron. Here comes Israelson in for Erla. 22 and number 11. That's Drew King and Blake and Shane Rasmussen come in for Cass City. A few substitutions for Badak. Pulaski and Quinn come out, as well as Dean. And the second free throw from Sutton, no good. Here comes Cass City. Drew King up the left side. 52 seconds left. Picks up his dribble before the timeline. Gets it across to Orban. And out of bounds, last touch by Badak. Cass City ball right at the timeline, 47 seconds left. 21-10, Cass City leads Badak. Drew King has an Orban across the timeline. Drew King back on the left side, being guarded by Kramer. Looks like they're going for the last shot, no one near him. Over to 22, that's Rasmussen into Israelson on the right post. He puts that one up. And 4 points now for Israelson. 23-10, 13-point lead, the largest of the game for Cass City, with less than a half minute left. As Canarian puts up, or Reichenbach puts up the runner, that one's no good. Stolen again on the rebound, and Reichenbach puts up another three, this one's no good. Spencer Kelly almost had it for Badax, the new man in, and 12 seconds left in the first. Cody Orban, 75 feet away, passes up to Drew King, still 75 feet away, 5 seconds left, over to Orban on the right wing. He dribbles down into the free throw line, and down the baseline, he goes up for two, gets fouled with 0.3 seconds left. Orban hangs the line for two. Fifth team foul on Badak. Foul's on number five. Reichenbach, I have him down for two. First free throws up and good for Cody Orban. He now has 10 on the game. Second free throw up and good. Cody Orban now has 11 on the game. We have a substitution coming in for the shooter, number 12. That'd be Cody Ross. And Ben Braden takes the 75-footer. That one's no good. At the end of the first, 25-10, Cass City over Badax. You're tuned to WLEW, second quarter on the way.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm addicted to my smartphone. Seriously, I honestly don't know how I survived without one. Whenever I want, I can get my weather forecast, read my email, make sure my diet is staying on track, and, well, of course, words with friends. I'm addicted. Imagine being able to play Scrabble all day long. I see it as supplemental vocabulary education, so it's totally okay. These are all available as apps on a smartphone. That is, if you have a smartphone from Thumb Cellular. There's more apps available than you can even think of using. and plenty that you really don't need but make the workday go by that much quicker. They're all available on an Android smartphone from Thumb Cellular. You probably didn't even know that Kim Kardashian is going to get her nails done, did you? Well, Twitter told me that one. See, I don't know how I survived without my smartphone, and I don't know how you are either.
Second quarter about to begin here. Cass City leads by 15, the largest game of the lead. 25-10, Cass City ball. Here comes Cody Ross across the timeline over to Drew King, top of the key. Maddox trying to extend as Drew King drives to the lane. That one's no good on the finger roll from the right side. Rebound, Canarian over to Blasky, back up to Quinn, who re-enters the game. He drives right down the lane, goes up for two, and he gets fouled hard by about three Cass City red jerseys in there. Quinn's going to the line for two. That is the 17th foul on Cassidy. That foul is the number 23, Alex Zaleski. So from here on out, Maddox at least shooting one free throw for the rest of the half. Maddox retreating, all players. As the first free throw up from Quinn is good. Quinn has been shooting quite well from the free throw line all season long as Erla replaces 23 for Cassidy, Alex Zaleski. I saw this the first game we covered, Bad Eggs. Jim Quinn has all of his players retreat. Doesn't even try for the offensive rebound as the second one goes in. Well, if you make them all, it doesn't matter.
That's true.
7:38 left. It's 25-12. Cass City leading by 13 over Bad Eggs. Israelson goes in for the right-hander on the left side from the left block, and that one's good. He has the first points for Cass City in the second quarter. He now has six, 27-12, Cass City. Over to Pulaski on the left wing. Back at the Quinn, top of the key. Over to Canarian, right wing. Pulaski top. Over to Reifenbach into Quinn in the corner. Get passed over to Canarian. Back over to Reifenbach on the right corner. Quinn on the left wing. Dribbling. Sets up the offense. Drives right into the lane. Pass and kicks it out on the free throw line, but there's a foul first. Foul on the floor, but Quinn is going to be handling the line for one and a bonus. This foul's on Cassidy. Their team's eight. Fouls on number 11, Drew King, his first. 27-12, Cass City leads by 15 over Bad Axe, coming off of a victory over the Ugly Bearcats on the road. Quinn's first free throw is up and good. So he gets the second one because of the bonus. to 13, 7:04 left in the second. Maddox trailing by 14. Quinn's second free throw on the way. That one off the back of the iron. Rebound Israelson. Here comes Cass City. Gets across the timeline, but Quinn gets the steal. Dribbling down the right wing. Drives into the lane, but he loses it. But there's a block foul on Cass City. And yet again, Jesse Quinn heading to the line. This is going to be free throw number 5 and number 6 for as the clock is running. I don't think that's supposed to happen. And this foul is on number 22 of Cass City. His first, that's Shane Rasmussen. Team's ninth. Next foul, back shooting two. And the officials are now meeting to try and figure out how much time is supposed to be on the clock. I'd say about 7-8 seconds right now.
At least.
Well, it looks like they're just going to let it go.
It's almost like a shot clock for Bad Eggs.
Yeah, well, hold on. One official still over, just as Quinn was about to take his first free throw, one official still over the box. There we go. They had 5 seconds on the clock. So now there's 6:45. We just traveled in time. How do you like that? How'd it feel?
Well, I'll tell you what happened.
Quinn is the line shooting 1-1, trailing by 14 for Bad Axe. First half free throw is no good. So, Quinn misses 2 free throws in a row just after I said he was a good free throw shooter. And Drew King pass kicks this one out. And Drew King turned it over. Bad Axe tried to pass it up. And it's right into the hands of number 22 for Cass City. Shane Rasmussen, one thing though, he forgot to dribble. Bad Axe ball.
People are this is entertainment right now. We're talking about transition basketball. I've never seen a racehorse like this.
No. Jesse Quinn on the right wing. Pass it over to Canary in the right corner, being guarded by number 12, That's Cody Ross up to Reifenbach in the left wing, up to Pulaski. But stolen by number 22, Rasmussen. He brings it back out.